Peah, Perakeh, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will deal with two separate issues. The second issue it will deal with is what to do if some leket gets mixed up with your own grain. The first issue is actually an area of dispute, and that dispute pivots on whether or not the din of leket applies b'mechubur when it's still attached to the ground or not. As a matter of fact, the first case of our Mishnah is a question of whether or not we're dealing with leket at all, or are we dealing with shikra, the grain that was forgotten. So the Mishnah says, Shibolas shebakotzir. If you have a stalk of grain that's in the harvest, Verosha magia lakoma, and the head of it, if you would bend it over, can reach the other standing grain that is yet to be cut. So it's like an individual stalk of grain, but it's close enough to the rest of the grain that has yet to be harvested that it can reach it if you bend it over. So im nikzeres imakama. So if it could be harvested together with the standing grain, it's close enough that you could harvest them in one fell swoop, then harehi shel balabayis, then it belongs to the balabayis. Bim lav, and if not, harehi shel aniyim, it belongs to the aniyim. The question is, what are we speaking about? So some understand we're talking not about leket, we're talking about shikha, because there is no leket when it's attached to the ground. How do you have leket? Leket is something that falls after the katsira, after the cutting has occurred. So therefore they understand that this is Mishnah is talking about shikha, that you forgot this one stalk of grain, but if it still is connected enough that you could harvest it together with the rest of the grain that you haven't forgotten, then it's not considered to be shikha. But if you can't, then it's considered shikha and belongs to the aniyim. Others understand that no, leket can exist. There can be a din of leket, even for something that's attached to the ground. And if it's left out as part of the katsira, it's considered leket also, and it belongs to the aniyim, as long as it's separated enough from the standing grain that it can't be harvested together with it. Now, the next halacha is about the mix-up case. Shibola shel leket shenis arva bagadish. This is clearly talking about leket because the Mishnah says so. You have a stalk of leket that got mixed up with your pile of grain that you've already harvested for yourself. So, but you can't find it now. So you can't. How are you going to give it to the ani? So, and there's an additional problem, and that is that leket is not chayav in trumas and maisrus, but your grain is. So if you, since you want to give a stalk of grain to the ani and to either, hopefully maybe that will be the stalk of leket, but if it's not, at least you're replacing it with one of your own, but your grain is chayev in meiser and his grain is not. So how do you manage this? How do you give him grain that hasn't had meiser taken from it? So therefore the Mishnah says, Ma'aser shibolas achas v'nosin lo. You take off meiser from one stalk of grain and you give it to him. Now, how is that accomplished? Because you don't know whether or not, if it's actually leket, it's not chayev. So you have to actually take two shibolim, you have to take two stalks of grain and say that if this one is the leket, it belongs to the aniyim. If it's not the leket, the maestros for it are in the second one. And then you flip around and say the opposite about the second one. They say the second one, if this is leket, it belongs to the aniyim. And if it's not, then the maestros for it are in the other one. And you give one of them to the ani, and the other one will be maeser. That's what the Yerushalmi says you'll have to do. Now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has an objection. He says, "I don't understand. V'chi heicha ani hazeh machlif davar shelo b'rishuso. How are you going to have, on behalf of the ani, how are you going to switch something that has not yet ever entered into his domain, something he never took ownership of? Meaning to say, you have leket, so you want to replace the leket with something else. Well, how do you replace it with something else when he never even took possession of the leket in the first place? It's not really his per se, so it could belong to any ani. So how do you say for this ani, who you're going to give it to, that it's his and we'll switch it with something else? But it never came to his rishus, and he never took ownership of it, and it could just as well belong to another ani. And now the truth of the matter is that Yerushalmi points out that Eliezer's position himself, as we saw earlier in the previous perek, is that even a wealthy person, even the Baal HaBayis, the owner, the farmer himself, is able to be mezaka for an ani and on his own. He can actually take ownership of it for the ani. But he's asking, according to the Chachamim, according to your position, that a usher, someone who's not an ani, cannot take possession of leket on behalf of the ani. So how is this going to be accomplished? Ella, rather, Rabbi Eliezer suggests that mezaka es ha'ani ba'al l'chol ha'gadish, you should give the ani, be mezaka to him, make him the owner of the entire pile of grain, as what would be a matana almanas l'hachzir, as a gift on the condition of returning it to him. U'ma'aser shibolas achas v'nosan lo, and then you can take ma'aser from one shibolas and give that to him as a replacement for his leket. Now, the Chachamim disagree with this and say, no, even though normally we say that an usher, someone who's not an ani, cannot take possession of leket on behalf of the ani, but in this case, they made the she'enu zocha kezocha. Because of the takana sa'ani, for the benefit of the ani, the Chachamim made it as if you were the owner of the leket that got mixed in, and therefore you can switch it with something else.